Welcome to the Jaguar Pride, a weekly newscast run by students for students. I am Claude T. Martinez, and we have six news stories from Governor State University's campus. Social justice needs to come from all people, but leaders can impact others more. A vocal leader from a religious community just earned a degree from GSU.
Father Michael Flager will be honored with a doctoral degree from Governor State University in May 2022. Flager is an activist and social justice champion, well known for his commitment to equity. In the early 1990s, Flager and his parish campaigned for the removal of tobacco and alcohol billboards from their neighborhoods. In 1997, the Chicago City Council voted to eliminate tobacco and alcohol billboards in selected neighborhoods. Since then, Flager has continued his work as a religious leader and social activist all throughout the city of Chicago. This is Dante Corona reporting for Jaguar Pride.
Do you want to be a part of a media camp this summer? The GSU Phoenix is opening up their summer camp to all students interested, and applications are due May 15th.
Calling out to all creators interested in highlighting the GSU student body, campus, and community in writing, photography, audio, and more. Join the Phoenix News virtual camp this summer from June 16th to August 15th, 2022. This paid camp offers students the opportunity to receive training on developing skill sets in journalism, digital content, writing commentaries, student reporting, opinion pieces, and more. If interested, send a cover letter telling your major why you want to join to Dr. Lara Rosay at lhrycaj@govst.edu and Randy Weissman at rfweissman@gmail.com. I'm Nohat Deslam reporting for Jaguar Pride.
Teacher Appreciation Week is here, and what are we going to do to give back to those who taught us this semester?
Welcome to Jaguar Pride, where you can get the latest news and events at Governor State University. Today, we'll be talking about Teacher Appreciation Week and give a big shout out to all of the professors at Governor State University. We as students appreciate you all and know that we could not be as successful without you guys. This is John Redfield, and thank you for listening to Jaguar Pride.
April Showers Brings May Flowers is a fundraiser that happened on April 28th. Flowers are being given to faculty members from students to thank them for their knowledge this semester. Buying a bouquet will help fund the GSU Psychology Club and some of their upcoming events. And Vice President Eunice Gomez explains.
So it actually is going to Psychology Club just so we could fund some of the events that we had throughout the semester that, you know, really do enhance the student life here. So for instance, we had our Slice and Grad Advice events, so that's where we grabbed 8 to 10 graduate students of all different programs, and they were able to, you know, give tips, advice from, you know, the grad application process all the way up to self-care tips.
What are the benefits of joining the Psychology Club, and is it open to all students?
So what I do love about Psychology Club is you do not have to be a psychology major. It's just if you have an interest in it, you can automatically join. And, you know, it just being a leader and just overall really giving back to the community, that's what I feel like we're all about.
For more information regarding GSU Psychology Club, please visit govst.campuslabs.com/engage, then type in Psychology Club. Movies are coming to GSU. A foreign film is going to be shown, and what is it going to be?
From Wednesday, April 27th through Sunday, May 1st, the Department of Education Undergraduate International Studies and Foreign Language and the College of Arts and Sciences will be hosting a virtual movie night. The Chicago Latino Film Festival will be showing Candela, a complex and neon-lit portrait of a city full of poetry, beauty, and deep dark shadows. The film is directed by Andres Farias and based on a novel written by GSU professor Ray Andujar. On Monday, May 2nd, GSU will be having a panel discussion about the novel. Watch the film from the comfort of your own home and join the discussion in support of the GSU community. This is Tyan Simmons reporting from Jaguar Pride.
Summer is right around the corner, and what are Jaguars doing to have fun or learn during this time?
This is Jasmine Grisby reporting for Jaguar Pride, and as the spring semester comes to an end, that only means one thing. Summertime is right around the corner. So today, I'll be talking with students about what they have planned on their calendars.
Probably taking up an internship. I don't really plan nothing out like that, you know. If I was to do anything, I'd probably go out with my friends downtown, probably at the club, things like that.
For summer, I plan on working and saving money and stuff for next year. And then, girl, hanging out with the friends, you know what I mean, being outside. But other than that, really just saving and, like, trying to lock in with money and stuff because that financial stuff is important.
You just heard from Colleen and Jasmine. And this is Jasmine Grisby reporting for Jaguar Pride.
We'll report to you in the fall, Jaguars. This is our last radio newscast for this semester. Tyann Simmons, Jasmine Grisby, and Claude T. Martinez are graduating on May 14th. Thank you for tuning in to the Jaguar Pride, a newscast run by students for students. For more information on news stories and podcasts like these, visit gsunewspodcast.podbean.com.